Welcome to the Anxiety Doctor Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Lisa, and I'm always super excited to bring you amazing tools and tips to help you eliminate that dreadful anxiety. Join me every Wednesday as I bring you a new episode every week. One last thing before we get started, our full self-paced course is now available for purchase. You get all the lessons that I teach in the group coaching program at your convenience. You can watch whenever you'd like. This is a full self-paced course, but the first 50 people to purchase will get 3 months of virtual group calls for Q&A and meditation with me. Get your course now. The link is in the show notes. Happy learning. Buenos dias, everyone. I am Dr. Lisa Cortez, a psychotherapist in Houston, Texas, host of the Anxiety Doctor podcast, and lover of all things anxiety, I think. But today, I'm tired of talking about anxiety. I never get tired of it. But for the purpose of this episode, let's talk about life. Let's talk about what you want in life. If anxiety wasn't an issue, what would you be doing? I want you to start thinking of your life and not think of anxiety all the time. When we have anxiety, we tend to think of anxiety all the time. We wake up and we're already dreading the day, thinking, am I going to be okay? Am I going to have a panic attack? This happens to most people with anxiety. And as we go, even in our recovery, we start thinking of, what do I need to do? Did I meditate? Did I do my breathing? Did I visualize? Am I doing exposures? And we start becoming very consumed with what you need to do. And sometimes it can become a little OCD. OCD about recovery. Obsessive about recovery. And this is something that I see often. And if that is happening, we need to work on that. And so today I want you to start thinking of not thinking about anxiety. And I know it's hard when you start thinking, I can't do this. That's why I want to recover. I want to get rid of this damn anxiety because I want to start doing things that I used to do in life. But you don't have to think of anxiety all the time. And I know you're probably thinking, even if I don't think about it, it's there. I know because I went through it. But the more we start dreading anxiety and fearing anxiety, the more it's going to be there. So visualizing is something that I've talked about, and I think it's really, really powerful. And for the people that I've taught in my private practice or in the groups that I've done, you are already experts in visualizing and you know how to visualize. But I want to tell those people that have never tried visualizing, we're already visualizing. When we're thinking about anxiety, we're very negative sometimes. And we're thinking of, what if I get anxious? What if there's a lot of traffic on the freeway? What if on the way to the store, it's crowded? The parking lot is crowded. I go and get into the store and there's a lot of people. We're already visualizing when we're thinking these thoughts. So why not start visualizing what you want instead of what you're dreading? And if you can do this, you can start living life not fearing anxiety a little bit more. Don't let anxiety consume you. Start thinking of what you want to do. Start visualizing and imagining your life without anxiety. When you do that, you're telling the brain that you're okay. The brain, the amygdala, is very, very powerful. The more you're thinking about your anxiety, you're telling it that you're still in danger. And that it needs to be in the fight or flight mode. Start thinking of what you want to do. How would life be if you didn't have anxiety? if you can start thinking of things that you want to do and start thinking ahead of all the wonderful things that you want to get done, the things that you want to accomplish, the simple things that you want to do, going to the movies, and instead of saying, I wish I could go to the movies, or I wish I was able to apply for that job, I wish I was able to go to work. For those of you that don't work, because I know there's so many people out there that end up not being able to work because of their anxiety. Start thinking of the things that you want to do. And when you do that, you tell the amygdala, you're visualizing, right? When you're thinking of things, we visualize. And when you're visualizing and you're able to, even if you can do this every night, visualize for even 3 minutes, life without anxiety, things will get easier. I know that it's hard to think that, oh, how is visualizing going to help? Because I was the same way. But the power of visualizing is extremely, extremely incredible. And you want to start doing that. And visualizing can help for so many other things, but especially anxiety. Because again, when we're thinking about anxiety, we're already visualizing what's going to happen. You're going to have a panic attack on the freeway. What if you have to go through an overpass and you stop or you faint or you go? All these things that run through our head, the brain thinks that it's going to happen. And so even if it doesn't think it's going to happen, it thinks, well, let me give you this anxiety so you could be on high alert and you can be ready to run out from harm's way. And it's not happening. You're not in danger. Anxiety feels horrific, I know, but you're not in danger. So start visualizing how your life would be without anxiety. It's raining here in Houston, Texas, so if you can hear the rain, that's what it is. Even rain, when we're driving, of course, it can be dangerous, right? But rain, we're already dreading, oh my God, there's going to be so many crazy people out there driving. Now, yes, you should be cautious when things are truly there, like rain and snow and all these things that nature brings to us that we can't really avoid. But start visualizing how you want your life to be without anxiety. If you can start doing that, you will see that you will feel better, one, and anxiety will slowly go away. Super powerful for us to visualize. And that's where the positive self-talk, which I don't really like positive affirmations, but the rational self-talk comes in. I've talked about this before, starting to think of your life without anxiety and being more positive of your life and your goals and reaching those goals. Super, super, super important for recovery. So for once, let's stop talking about anxiety. Let's stop thinking about anxiety in your life and start thinking of what you want your life to be and how you want it to go without anxiety. And I want to empower you and let you know that you will and you can recover. No matter how unique your situation is, I've seen it all from the thousands of people that I've helped, you can recover. And I want you to put that in your head, in your mind, in your thoughts, that you will recover. Say it, say it, say it. Tell the brain. Start saying it, start believing it. And the more you believe it, the more the brain will know and say, hey, she's safe, she's okay. I don't need to be an overprotective parent and I don't need to give her all these signals to her nervous system for her to run. Him or her to run because they are safe. You are safe. He, she, they, whatever pronoun you want to use, you're safe. You're safe and you will recover. Again, I want you to know that no matter how or what kind of anxiety you have, you will recover. And the rain is extremely hard here in Houston, Texas, and it's only getting worse. So I will end this podcast with that. And I'm sending you all the love, a big, big, big virtual hug. I love each and every one of you all. I truly appreciate each and every one of you all. And always remember to be good to yourself and others. And I will see you soon. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. Find us on Instagram at The Anxiety Doctor and online at www.drlisacortez.com. Check back weekly for new episodes. Until next time.